Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Nighttime.
But the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Going to be with you for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today as Dom just keeps cutting off that music way too early. Cutting off that music just way too early.
I thought I was fading it out well. Did I do too much there?
No. You turned it down too low. And you cut it off. I mean, you cut it off. And again, you know, this is walk-up music.
You're right.
You gotta have your walk-up music, right?
You're right.
Theme music. That glass breaks, you know, it's arse-kicking time, right?
Right.
Anyway, see, now you got me all distracted. Now I'm thrown off of the whole show. All right, we're going home. All right, that's it. Anyway, put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take the smartphone, the Alexa speakers, your tablet, your Palm Pilot, your tape recorder, your Betamax, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us on the go. Social media is at 929thegame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show, follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Dom is producing the show tonight, still filling in for Day-Day. He is at Dom, you are live on his personal Twitter page. Can I just say something real quick?
Yes.
You know, we play these commercials, and and in between, you know, Dukes and Bell ending and our show starting, and we have those commercials for the Skechers slip-in shoes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm wearing my Skechers slip-ins. Can I tell you, no money for this, but I'm telling you, they are the best pair of shoes I've ever owned.
Really?
They are... But first of all, they are the ultimate fat guy shoe, right? I don't have to bend over. I don't have to tie it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Slips right on.
That heel, you can just slide right into it. I don't know how they do it, but again, Skechers by and large, my work boots are Skechers as well.
Yeah.
They are super comfortable shoes. But I bought a couple pair a few weeks ago. And it was like buy one, get one free or whatever like
love
that.
Those.
So I bought a couple pair. I'm telling you, I wear these things everywhere.
And
they are comfortable. They are awesome. So I'm telling you, I'm not getting anything for this. But if you want a great shoe, and especially if you're an old guy, a larger guy, a tired guy who doesn't have time or the will to bend over, I'm telling you, these things are phenomenal.
Okay, I'm gonna check them. Listen, with my age group, they weren't super fashionable, so which is why a lot of people didn't get them.
Right. But again, I could listen. I'm more likely to kick you in the head than I am to worry about fashionable, right?
There you go. Right.
So
right.
Again, I could care about if they're fashionable or not. Like I could give two flips.
Yeah.
Okay. But they are awesome. Like they are really awesome. And again, Skechers are really comfortable just to just to wear around in general. Like I've had work boots. I've got these. I've got other shoes that are Skechers because I really believe in what they do. So I was thinking about that as I heard that commercial playing. I just was like, man, I've heard this commercial a couple times. And again, if Skechers wants to drop some money my way, I will be an endorser for them all day long for the
get a Skechers deal.
Yeah,
get some free shoes out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean,
they've got all kinds of colors and styles and everything like that. So, but these slip-ons are just phenomenal. So the ultimate fat guy shoe. All right, a lot to get into with you here tonight. Let's start with Atlanta United as. Stubbed their toe again last night. Look, coming off a two-game winning streak and thought, okay, I mean, it's not going to be easy up in New England. And then 4 minutes in, they give up a goal. Now, my real problem is the second goal. You know, okay, they give up the first goal. They give it up 4 minutes into the match. Okay, then you allow them another goal. And that one was, again, great pass, over the top. Brad comes out and tries to make a play. He can't, and it's just an easy goal, and it's just, okay. And then you're down 2-0, and it's like, okay, can you find something before the half, And by the way, we'll talk about this in just a second, but can you find something right before the half? No. Okay. And then what, stoppage time, you get a goal out of it. Okay. You make it 2-1. It just, once they got down 2-0, it felt like it was 4-0, right? I mean, just... And again, especially with the softer goal on the second one, like I said, the first one, okay, 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
That second one,
that
was the frustrating one.
Because
we're watching it, and, it's like, come on, man. I mean, you can't get – okay, you give up the first goal, okay. I mean, things happen, and you give it up early. Can't give up that second goal, though.
Yeah, that first goal, it's frustrating because it happens in the first 5 minutes
of
the match.
Right,
but it's just a good goal by Polster.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
You just have to give him,
absolutely.
It's just a good shot. Like, tip of the cap to you. The other one is frustrating just because of how it, that's just something that you can't.
Yeah, it gets by your defense.
Yeah.
And again, and it ends up being a one-on-one with Brad.
He's
coming out high, and once he came out, and he put that move on him, it was bar the door. And I know they tried to come back in it, get back on defense. But, again, it was an easy shot. I mean, just a point-blank shot. And just that was the frustrating one.
Yeah.
Because, again, okay, 1-0, going to halftime. All right, you feel like you're in it. But 2-0, it was like, okay.
You never want to be down that hole. Now, I do, again, tip the cap. Petrovic, the goalkeeper for New England on Wednesday night, was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was terrific. And look, Thiago Almada played brilliantly.
Yeah.
He was magnificent. But still, a loss is a loss.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, after a two win streak match. Now, we were out last night at Hampton and Hudson. Very cool. Have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's right there on North Highland Avenue. So that whole area is a great spot.
Yeah.
And it really kind of is almost like Inman Park area. I mean, it's in that area. But I love, that North Highland area. There's so many good little spots around North Highland. But this Hampton and Hudson was a terrific little spot. It's in this little shopping plaza with a couple things around it. And we had a good time out there. Good crowd. And we had some fun.
Very nice.
Out there. So it was a good time last night. We thank everybody for coming out. We had some giveaways and stuff like that. So we're going to continue these watch parties all through the season. But that was a fun little spot. Like, that was a the Reuben was really good.
Love that.
So just a fun little spot all the way around, and a kind of a cool place to hang out. And if you want to watch Atlanta United, just kind of a cool bar vibe just in general. So A good time was had by all. So
very
thanks
nice,
to the folks
nice.
At Hampton and Hudson for treating us so well. So good time out there. And I think I've got one more of those that I'm doing a little bit later on in, I think it's in August at some point. So we've done a couple so far. I think there's one that's coming up in August. So we'll see where that one is. So
we gotta get you in front of the people.
Yeah, I don't like people. Yeah, I'll be in front of them. I don't like people. That's my thing. Yeah.
I'm
good as long as I don't have to interact with humans. I mean, yeah, so
fair,
I'm good. You know, my daughter, you know, cool. I interact with her.
Yeah.
But, you know, other human beings, yeah, it's
not so much.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, no, I kid. Not really. Braves are back at it tomorrow, Truist Park against the White Sox. You know, I was talking to Carl and Freaky Deaky in the crossover. And, you know, I read a good article about the fact that, you know, it was just a few years ago that when you looked at the kind of the line, you know, they were kind of running parallel. The White Sox, remember, they were a playoff team a couple years ago. The White Sox and the Braves had really good organizations. And, look, you look at the young talent that was coming up through the White Sox, Luis Robert, Who's the
Tim Anderson?
Tim Anderson, the shortstop. Obviously, Abreu. Again, they had a lot of really good young talent, and they were a playoff team. What was it? A couple years ago,
two or three years ago.
Yeah.
Yep,
They look like one of the big up and coming franchises in the American League, and it just has not played itself out that way. And they brought back Tony Fraudrusa as their manager, and he's a bozo. I have total disdain for Tony Frauder. What a fraud and phony. Oh, I didn't know the Oakland A's were shooting up steroids. Right. Again, because Canseco wasn't doing steroids in the locker room, right? Okay, anyway. So that's why, again, all of these guys that all of a sudden now are so sanctimonious about steroids, you know, again, allowed it all to happen. Joe Torre, David Ortiz, the biggest phony in baseball, Tony Fraudrusa, all of them big frauds and phonies now. You know, now it's all revisionist history. But anyway, but besides that, they were two organizations that were really on track with one another and looked like they were going to be the up-and-coming organizations in Major League Baseball, and it's not gone well for the White Sox. So, again, this should be a series that the Braves handle their business in. And we talked about this. Look, we were all, Dom, I mean, again, I know there's a lot of shows going on and stuff like that. We were so ahead and predicted everything about June. We talked about double-digit leads over the Mets and the Mutts, in the Phillies.
Yep.
We talked about having an outstanding, again, they were playing last play. We talked, we were in May. We were telling you about June, what was going to happen, and we were all over it. We couldn't have been more right about it. So, again, there's a lot of winnable games come July. I wondered about whether or not, you know, that series in Tampa Bay would go the Braves' way or not. And, again, it's not going to matter a hill of beans in the grand scheme of things. But taking two out of three from them, this should be two out of three or sweep. I mean, honestly, for what the White Sox are.
Yep.
That, and by the way, nobody wants to win that division, by the way, the AL Central.
I was going
to
say, that's the funny thing. For as bad as the White Sox have been this year, they're still like...
Yeah, because the Twins stink and the Guardians stink.
No, you said, no one wants
to win
the
AL
Indians.
Central. I grew up with the Cleveland Indians.
Uh-huh.
I went to games in... My first Indians game was 1982. Okay, so they were the Indians. They'll always be the Indians in my mind. Mm-hmm. They were the Indians in Major League, right?
Yeah.
Was anybody all offended with the movie Major League? Anyway, we can get onto all these kind of rants and stuff like that tonight. But again, that division has been a dumpster fire. But this should be a series that the Braves dominate, and they'll go into it with I believe 8.5 game lead over the Marlins, 20 games over the Mutts. That's from my boy Ed Lover, who I ran into in the parking lot earlier today. So again, they. Braves are not going to lose this division. There's no chance in Hades that they lose this division at the end of the day. So we'll talk to our buddy Chris Willis coming up at 7:40. We'll get his thoughts about the second half of this season. We're going to ask you a Braves question here coming up here in just a few minutes, and we'll open up the phone lines to you as well. Look, knew this was going to happen. We've had Alan. Now, look, Alan Judd was on with Steak and all that. Of course, he came on with us two shows, you know, he was on with us twice before he went on, you know, with Orrin Bogart. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So Victoria Bowles, who survived the car wreck that happened on January 15th, you know, with obviously Chandler LaCroix and Devin Willock and all of that, she has filed a lawsuit, as we all predicted would happen. She's filed a lawsuit against the UGA Athletic Association and Jalen Carter. You know, we talked about the idea of Jalen Carter's not going to face any kind of criminal charges, okay? Again, the Devin Willock's father, he's got a lawsuit against him. This Victoria Bowles, she's got a lawsuit against him. And we talked about this. This was always going to happen. In the United States right now, it's not about criminal justice or different whatever, okay? There was never going to be criminal, because everybody's like, oh, well, he won't get charged with a crime. Yeah, you know what he's going to get charged with? Multiple lawsuits. And they're going to come after his money. And you know that? All that signing bonus and all that money? Guess what? You got people in the crosshairs that are looking to purge that money from him. And that's the situation. Filed in Gwinnett County on Wednesday by Bowles, a former recruiting analyst for the university, accuses the UGA Athletic Association of negligence and contradicts public statements by Bulldogs football coach Kirby Smart and other officials who have claimed that recruiting staffer Chandler LaCroix shouldn't have been driving the leased SUV when it left the road and struck trees and utility poles. Guess what? I don't care what their story is. A jury is much more sympathetic when it comes to doling out other people's money. Maybe not in a criminal proceeding, but in a civil proceeding. Again, people are way more willing to hand out other people's money in these kinds of situations. So she's the second one. We called all this. We talked to Alan Judd specifically about this. There's going to be others, I promise you. There'll be somebody else when all is said and done, because if they think they can get their hands on some money, that's what they're going to do. All right, 404-726-0929. If the Braves didn't do anything at the deadline, would you be okay with that? 404-726-0929. Call us up. Let us know. The Braves did nothing at the deadline. Would you be okay with it? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Nighttime is the right time to talk sports.
That's a euphemism, right?
It's John Chuckery and more of the Nightcap.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Thursday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That's both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line and it is our phone line. We're opening up the phones to you. Asking the question, the Braves did nothing at the deadline. Would you be okay with that? You know, it really is remarkable that about 6 or 8 weeks ago, how different this conversation was. You know, we were staring down the barrel of, oh my gosh, we've lost Fried, we've lost Wright, we, you know, didn't have Ian Anderson now for the year, Michael Soroka wasn't up yet, and we didn't know what he was going to do, or this, that, and the other. And it was like, wow, we just got Elder, Strider, and Charlie Morton. Then it was, you know, well, Iglesias is struggling. Well, Minter's struggling. Bullpen's got its issues. We need to go get help. And then it was, well, Marcelo Zuna can't play left field. He was a disaster in the month of April. Eddie Rosario's off to a slow start. He's not doing a whole lot. Oh, gosh, we got to address left field now. And fast forward to now. What is it? July 13th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. July 13th. What a difference a couple of months makes in the world. Now you start looking at this rotation and say, well, geez, we're going to have Max Fried back here sooner than later. And we've got two all-stars in the rotation. Plus, Charlie Morton has had a really nice bounce back year. We're going to get Fried back. And now you're like, okay, we got first world problems. You know, again, Soroka can be a fifth starter. Schuster or Dodd or something like that, they can be, you know, in the mix. Or again, now we feel like our starting pitching is right back on track and, okay, we're in pretty good shape. Then you look at the bullpen. Statistically, the bullpen has been really good this year. You know, they are one of the top bullpens in Major League Baseball. You know, not from a standpoint of, you know, just kind of, you know, let me put it like this. The analytics and things like that that you dive into, they tell you that the bullpen has been really good. And honestly, Marcelo Zuna has had a really nice bounce back year, and Rosario has had a really nice bounce back year. He's made some good catches in left field, and he's hitting the ball. So maybe they add a bullpen arm because you feel like Alex Anthopoulos can't just sit back and just bask in the glory of what this team is. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing or whatever like that, but just – again, I don't think the Braves have to do anything. I think if they just keep this roster as is, you still feel like that they're the favorites to go to the World Series, potentially win the World Series. And I don't know that they need a piece. I don't think they need a left fielder. I don't think they need a DH. I don't think they need a starter. I don't think they need more bullpen help. I mean, again, it's always good to upgrade. It's the Bill Parcells theory, right? If you can upgrade the 53rd man on your roster, you upgrade the 53rd man on your roster. So 404-726-0929, your thoughts on this. Let's go out to HD out in Gwinnett County. What's going on, HD?
What's up, sir?
Hey, buddy.
And I thank you for your hospitality yesterday. It was so nice to meet you, man.
Buddy. Yeah, thanks, man.
I've been wanting to meet John Chuckery for a man. Like, oh, my God, since the station started, man. I'm so glad to meet you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so when I made the comment yesterday, we were talking. I said, well, what you think, man, when the Braves get into the playoffs, could the pitcher be the weakest link? You said, no, not really. And then what you just said, I said, okay, I see a better pitcher now that they could, you know, they could really, you know, make some moves, during the playoffs. But and I think the team, they can stay the way they are. They seem to be pretty good. And, you know, they always say, well, I always heard that pitching is baseball is 85% pitching, and good pitching stop good hit. So yep. When you get in the playoffs, somebody has to show up. Because I know we got the team to put the ball in play. We got you know, the guys are hitting the ball. It's just our pitcher, and we just got to hope that they just stay strong, you know, for the rest of the half of the season and, you know, just make a good run.
And appreciate it, HD. Good meeting yesterday. We had a lot of fun with HD out of yeah. Hampton and Hudson yesterday. So.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, listen, he's a big wrestling fan. We talk a lot of wrestling. But anyway, yeah. To his point, I mean, look. You feel like Strider and Elder, they obviously Strider is one of the best, maybe the best young pitcher in all of baseball. Morton's had a nice bounce back year. And then all of a sudden you're going to go ploop and drop the best left-hander in baseball right into your rotation. And what do we get? 5 starts out of Max Fried so far this year. You're going to drop the best lefty in baseball and just plop him right into your rotation. And then at that point, and I keep saying this, once you've got your 4 guys, you can figure out your 5th guy in the rotation, whether that's Soroka, whether that's Schuster, whatever mix and mash and things like that, you can figure out the 1 spot as a starter. Because sometimes you don't even need a 5th starter. But again, you can figure that out. If you've got 4 solid guys, you can figure out that final spot. And now all of a sudden, Braves starting pitching. Okay, looks like it could be one of our real strengths, right? And to the fact of our bullpen. Like I said, statistically, if you break down some of the analytics and things like that, this bullpen has been very good. You know, again, I talked to Heath Bell about this the other night on the show. You know, closers go through their ups and downs and things like that. Like, I've said this many times before. Not everybody is Dennis Eckersley in 1990, right? Like, not many guys are, you know, 52 for 52 or whatever and, you know, have, you know, a 0.5 ER. I mean, very few guys are ever Dennis Eckersley. Everybody's going to have their hiccups and things like that along the way. But, you know, by and large, Iglesias has gotten the job done, just like Kenley Jansen. I mean, if you looked at the numbers, Kenley Jansen was a very effective pitcher last year, very effective closer. I think he ended up leading the league in saves or what have you. He was almost a 90% save percentage guy. That's a really good percentage. You want to be 90% or above. I think was top 5 in save percentage, you know, in the National League. I mean, again, guys are going to have their bumps in the road. But this bullpen has come through. And to the point about Rosario, Ozuna, those guys have contributed. Those guys have contributed. I'm not talking about even Orlando Arcia. That story came out of nowhere, and he's obviously been everything and more we could have asked for. But, again, when you look at the big questions that we had about all of this, they've all been answered, whether it was shortstop, whether it was left field, whether it was starting pitching after the injuries, whether it was our bullpen. Things have all come together, and I don't think that there's a reason to I don't think that they have to go out, let's say it that way, and go out and do anything. Let's go to Reese. What's going on, Reese? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Chuck? Hey, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, man. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, we got to trust in Anthopoulos, man. Like, just like you had mentioned with the Jansen, that's what I was going to bring up. Jansen and Will Smith, like, when it seemed like it was always shaky or 2 guys would get on base or maybe a run or 2 would score, but we still had the lead. Anthopoulos trusted in those guys. He scouts all the time, man. I don't know who scouts more, him or Kirby Smart. Those dudes are out scouting. He's sitting at the games. Different fans are taking pictures of Anthopoulos at a regular single-A game, at double-A games all across the country. Trust in Anthopoulos. If he wants to bring somebody in for pitching, we probably will, and it's going to be okay. If he doesn't, we're all going to be extra worried. But when the guys that we have come back from injury, it's pretty much going to be like bringing in a starter and bringing in a closer. You know, so... I just trust in Anthopoulos, man. He's made the right move. He made the right call with our first baseman, with Olsen. He made the right call with Arcia. You know, we might not even know who Vaughn Grissom is if Arcia wasn't hurt that year. you know, so I just trusted Anthopoulos, man, and we probably will make a move for pitching. But if we don't, I still trust in Anthopoulos.
Yeah, and thanks, Reese. Appreciate it, buddy. Reese was out with us last night as well. Look, do I think that Alex Anthopoulos is going to make a move? Yes, I do. And part of it is he can't just sit back, right? I mean, part of it is he's not just going to sit back and rest on his laurels and say, all my work is done. No, he's not like that. He's not that kind of general manager. I do think that they will make a move. I do think that I think the most likely move that they will make is in their bullpen, that they will add one or two pieces to their bullpen. I do. I mean, again, I don't think that you can ever have enough pitching, right? I believe in all of those different things. And certainly Alex Anthopoulos is a guy who's not afraid to make all the moves that he needs to make. But this conversation is way different than it was 6 or 8 weeks ago. Like, we were talking about the idea of, okay, yes, you know, we're winning and, you know, but do we have, you know, staying power for 162 games? Can we be a good playoff team or this or that or whatever? You know, now you're starting to answer a lot of these questions. And now things are kind of coming into light, right? Like, things are starting to come into, you know, focus for what this team is. And look, nobody's winning this division besides the Braves. The fact that they have this lead and the fact that they are right now the clear-cut favorite. You know, again, we've talked to Bob Nightingale about this multiple times. He's like, I don't see anybody. I don't see how any team is going to catch the Atlanta Braves in that NL East. Certainly not the Phillies. Certainly not the Mets. And certainly not the Marlins, for God's sakes. Marlins aren't going to go off on some 40-5 winning streak and all of a sudden, you know, be the best team in Major League Baseball. All of that stuff isn't happening. Braves are clear-cut that they're the favorites. But, again, I expect Alex Anthopoulos to make a move. But if he doesn't, I won't be disappointed going to bat, you know, going to war with the guys that we have right now. The way this lineup is played, the way the starting pitching is starting around in, and the way the bullpen has been, you know, Chavez and guys like that have been real contributors to this bullpen.
And I was going to say, I think that earlier on when people were kind of having that, you know, the freak out about the team was injured. You know, yeah, there was a lot of injuries, yeah, there, and now guys, right, are getting back healthy, and you're starting to see what this team can do,
right,
when they're healthy and when, right, they're at full strength.
Right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, like, I'm completely fine if the Braves do nothing. I understand, like, that's kind of, and you never want to be complacent. You always want to try and get better.
Yeah, right. And Alex Anthopoulos is not going to just sit, right, back and say, hey, we're good. I mean, he's never going to say that.
Absolutely. So I don't think they need to do anything. I'm sure, like you said, AA is going to find something. But
yeah,
I don't think you need to make a move just for the sake of making a move.
Right, right. And again, I'm not giving up any capital. I mean, that's the big thing is we felt like we'd have to give up some capital to find a starter or find this or find that. Now, I'm not giving up any capital. I mean, nobody who really matters within our organization. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to our buddy Chris Willis. We'll talk some Braves baseball with him. Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
With John Chuckery.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios on this Thursday night. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Be a part of the show. Well, Braves get cranked back up tomorrow night after a few days off with the All-Star break. And we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power, BatteryPower.com, as you can check out all of his work. And he's on Twitter, @Chris_Willis. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight as we get ready to start the, I guess, de facto second half of the Braves season.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
We just were talking about in the last few minutes that, you know, the conversation is certainly a lot different now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago when you were looking at, okay, are we secure in left field? Are we secure at DH? Do we need more starting pitching because of the injuries? Do we need more bullpen help because of, you know, some guys were not performing as well? I'll tell you, it's a lot different conversation now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago for this roster.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we're just a few weeks away from the trade deadline, and, you know, it's really hard to say, you know, any area that they just absolutely have to go out and address, because everything kind of clicked in June and so far in July. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable run.
You feel like that, I mean, I think Alex Anthopoulos, and I don't want to say it's making a move for the sake of making a move, but he is going to find a way to upgrade this roster. And I think that probably the most likely scenario is they will go out and get some bullpen help. And part of that is, too, because I just think that Alex Anthopoulos is always trying to help improve this roster. He's not just going to sit back on his laurels and say, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, he says that just about every trade deadline or anytime, you know, he's asked about making the deal. You know, the answer is always that they're always looking for ways to improve the roster. I mean, I think the bullpen's probably, if you have to squint hard and look for some place that needs to be addressed, it probably is the bullpen, especially with the news today that Nick Anderson is going on the injured list. You know, AJ Minter's only left-hander down there. Depending on what happens with Dylan Lee, you know, you could see a scenario where they'd go out and look for another left-handed reliever anyway.
You know, Chris, there were certainly questions about left field going into the year, but I got to hand it to Eddie Rosario. He's had a really nice bounce back year. He's made some nice catches in the outfield. He's actually hit left-handers. I know it's a small sample size, but he's 12 for 33 against left-handers for a .364 average. You know, he's held his own against lefties. You know, it really feels like that they don't have to. I mean, maybe they add a right-handed bat just to give him, you know, somebody to hit against lefties. But really, I think Rosario has had a nice bounce-back year playing left field this year.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he's a streaky guy. I mean, he kind of got off to a slow start, you know, as you talked about a minute ago. You know, 8 weeks ago, we were kind of wondering if they'd be in the market for a left fielder. But, you know, we've seen how hot he can get. We've seen how cold he can get. You know, just hope that, you know, he can continue what he's done. Because, I mean, when he started hitting, when Michael Harris started hitting, when Marcell Ozuna started hitting, I mean, this offense just really took off because there's just nowhere to go for outs for opposing pitchers.
So as we look at Michael Harris, you know, he had that really good stretch there, you know, as we were, you know, rounding out the month of June. But if you look at July so far, it's been a 179 batting average, a 179 OPS. I mean, we talk about streakiness. It looked like he was really turning the corner toward the end of June. And then now as we get into July, you know, again, it's just kind of struggling again. What is it that's different now from that stretch in June to what we've seen here in July?
I think it's still just a small enough sample that, you know, it's some bad luck, you know, some things. I think he's healthy now, which I think that was one thing that really, really didn't help him at all with that slow start. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he finishes the end of the month. But the good thing about Harris is, I mean, he gives you speed, gives you gold glove caliber defense in center field. You know, you want him to hit. I mean, and it's, you know, this offense is really dynamic when he's, you know, playing at that rookie of the year level that he was last year. But, you know, I think the Braves are fine, you know, as long as he just keeps his head above water and then, you know, continues to play solid defense in center field.
Chris Willis from Battery Power joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we talk some Braves baseball with him. You know, I have said, and I've talked about this with some of the national writers, Chris, that I think Sean Murphy is a top five MVP candidate. And I know, look, for all the good that Matt Olson has done, Ozzie's had a great year. You know, obviously Ronnie is the runaway winner in this thing. Like I think he's so far out ahead of everybody. He's almost lapped the field. But I really do think that Sean Murphy, when you look at his combination of offense and defense now, that and again, made the great play in the All-Star game, throwing a guy out, I think Murphy has put together a marvelous season. And I think he's legitimately a top five MVP candidate.
I think you could certainly make the case, you know, and honestly, you know, they've been really protective of him since he kind of tweak that hamstring and just playing every other day with Travis d'Arnaud, or his numbers would look even better, you know, if he was getting more opportunities. They've got the big lead. You know, they've got the – it's a good thing to keep him fresh, you know, for the postseason. But, I mean, you're right. I don't think a lot of fans realized just how good a player Sean Murphy was. I mean, he was out there in Oakland, you know, playing late at night. And, you know, just getting him – I mean, it cost him a really good young player in William Contreras that was a fan favorite. But I just don't think everybody really understood how good Sean Murphy was when the Braves acquired him.
You know, I think that in some ways, Ozzie's season has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. I mean, because there's been so many good stories. You know, Arcia, obviously, you know, one of the big stories. But, you know, obviously it was a lost year for Ozzie last year with the injuries. But he's back to that 2021 form, and this is kind of what we, I think, expect now from Ozzie, right? I mean, he's a 30-homer, 100-run, 100-RBI guy, and, you know, obviously last year battling the injuries, but, I mean, he's right back on track for these kinds of numbers again this year.
Yeah, when he started really producing left-handed, you know, I mean, it just takes off because we know how good of a hitter he is on the right, from the right-handed side. And you're right. I think he has gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit, you know, for good reason. I mean, when you've got people performing up and down the lineup the way they are, it's kind of easy to overlook. But, you know, I think he's been a key piece of this, and I think he's a huge part of the team's leadership now, you know, within that clubhouse and everything. He just represents them so well, and it's good to see him swinging the bat the way he has and healthy again after, you know, just a tough season last year.
Chris, what did you think about the Braves draft? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I saw the pitcher from Florida was their first round pick, but I literally don't know anything about, you know, what the Braves looked at in the draft. I mean, I know some of the players, but again, you know, 3 years from now, we'll probably be looking at some of these kids that were drafted this year up on the big club, because that's what the Braves do, is they move guys along that they think can, you know, help them, and they move them along pretty quickly. So what did you think about the Braves draft class this year?
I mean, I thought it was interesting. There wasn't a whole lot of buzz about it, because other than the guy from Florida, the first round pick, there just wasn't quite that big name, you know, to kind of get people excited. They did nab a couple of high school kids that I think have got some high upside as well. But you know, we try to predict the draft every year, and you know, they kind of go off the page a little bit, and then, you know, a year or so into it, you kind of see what they were looking at and what they were trying to do. So I'm excited to see these guys get started. They signed, apparently, reportedly have signed a good many of them already today. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see them heading to the minor league rosters and finishing out the season.
Yeah, I saw that they had multiple guys that they signed today. So all good news in that front. Let's talk about Max Fried here for a minute. You know, obviously he had the rehab start in Gwinnett. Do you think we see him at all in the month of July?
I think there's a chance at the end, maybe. I mean, obviously, as long as they keep playing well, they do not have to rush him at all. You know, and they shouldn't really. But I think, you know, if he goes out and looks in himself or has no problems physically, I don't think there's any reason not to kind of get him back in there. I think, you know, I think he's supposed to start at Rome Saturday. I could see him making a couple more maybe after Saturday, and then, you know, maybe we see him back in Atlanta.
Saw some updates about Dylan Lee today. Have we heard anything about Kyle Wright? I mean, have we heard anything about where he's at or how he's progressing so far?
The last report was that he had started his throwing program, which was good. At the time, it was only flat ground. You know, with the All-Star break and everything, that could have changed. He could have gotten on the bullpen. But I think that was going to be the next step in the equation. Then, of course, it'd be facing hitters and a rehab assignment if there's no setbacks. He's going to be several weeks behind Fried anyway. So, you know, I expect maybe as soon as tomorrow we could probably get an update on him.
And you know, Chris, and I'm a big believer in this. Like, you know, you've basically had to pitch with three starters this year. And it feels like if you can just get that regular guy in that four spot, you can figure out the bottom of your rotation. You can figure out a fifth spot with just one rotation. Some days you don't need a fifth starter. Some days you can just, you know, whether it's Soroka or Schuster or whoever. But I think that fourth spot is a real key because you start getting to where you have to try to figure out multiple spots. That can be tough to do. And I think, you know, not just, again, Fried's the best left-hander in baseball. You're just going to plop him right into the starting rotation. But just the stability of having a fourth guy that you can count on, I think it's huge just because you can figure everything else out from there.
You're right. I mean, it really tests your depth when you have to fill more than one spot. And they've had to do that, you know, a couple of times. They had to do it, you know, they've had to do it a couple of seasons now, honestly. But, you know, it's just going to be so big to get Fried back if he's healthy anywhere close to the level that he was last season. But even if he's not, just being able to give him innings, you know, I think is going to be huge because, you know, a lot of guys have been pressed into the into service here. And you can, it'll be a whole lot easier to fill that fifth spot, you know, going down the stretch. And that fifth spot, honestly, you won't even need it probably. You won't even need it in the postseason. So, you know, you're only talking about just trying to finish the season out with it. But, you know, you've got a lot of guys in the mix that's got a lot of valuable experience. And, you know, that's going to pay off down the line.
Last question for you. Anything that we should be looking out for as far as maybe a prospect? I mean, there's been rumors and people have been talking about, well, we could move Vaughn Grissom. You know, again, I don't know if the Braves want to move him just yet, but is he a name that could potentially be on the move for Atlanta?
I mean, you know, when you look at the situation, I don't think you can ever say never. Obviously, I haven't heard anything, any rumors even associated with the Braves as far as trade deadline goes. I'm sure that's going to pick up as the month goes. I think to move Vaughn Grissom, they would be doing something substantial. You know, it would be the type of move that they think is going to push them over the hump in a postseason chase. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure. But again, you know, with Orlando Arcia signed up, you know, on an extension before the season, and not a clear path for Grissom, you know, you can't say no to it. I mean, there's obviously a chance that it could happen, but. You know, I've given up trying to predict trades and stuff under Alex Anthopoulos because just when you think you got it figured out, I mean, he comes out of left field with something that, you know, is just off the radar. So,
yeah, as Rowdy Piper said, just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions. So, Chris Willis covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work. He's on Twitter at Chris_Willis. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes tonight. We'll chat again here soon.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. It's always fun.
You got it. Chuck Ree coming back from the top of the hour. Falcons flyover. All your news and notes for the Atlanta Falcons on this Thursday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Nights with John Chuckery.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios on this Thursday night. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Be a part of the show. Well, Braves get cranked back up tomorrow night after a few days off with the All-Star break. And we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power, BatteryPower.com, as we can check out all of his work. And he's on Twitter, @Chris_Willis. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight as we get ready to start the, I guess, de facto second half of the Braves season.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
We just were talking about in the last few minutes that, you know, the conversation is certainly a lot different now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago when you were looking at, okay, are we secure in left field? Are we secure at DH? Do we need more starting pitching because of the injuries? Do we need more bullpen help because of, you know, some guys were not performing as well? I tell you, it's a lot different conversation now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago for this roster.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we're just a few weeks away from the trade deadline, and you know, it's really hard to say, you know, any area that they just absolutely have to go out and address, because everything kind of clicked in June and so far in July. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable run.
You feel like that, I mean, I think Alex Anthopoulos, and I don't want to say it's making a move for the sake of making a move, but he is going to find a way to upgrade this roster. And I think that probably the most likely scenario is they will go out and get some bullpen help. And part of that is, too, because I just think that Alex Anthopoulos is always trying to help improve this roster. He's not just going to sit back on his laurels and say, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, he says that just about every trade deadline or anytime, you know, he's asked about making the deal. You know, the answer is always that they're always looking for ways to improve the roster. I mean, I think the bullpen's probably, if you have to squint hard and look for know, some place that needs to be addressed. It probably is the bullpen, especially with the news today that Nick Anderson is going on the injured list. You know, A.J. Minter's only left-hander down there. Depending on what happens with Dylan Lee, you know, you could see a scenario where they'd go out and look for another left-handed reliever anyway.
You know, Chris, there were certainly questions about left field going into the year, but I got to hand it to Eddie Rosario. He's had a really nice bounce back year. He's made some nice catches in the outfield. He's actually hit left-handers. I know it's a small sample size, but he's 12 for 33 against left-handers for a .364 average. You know, he's held his own against lefties. You know, it really feels like that they don't have to. I mean, maybe they add a right-handed bat just to give him, you know, somebody to hit against lefties. But really, I think Rosario has had a nice bounce back year playing left field this year.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he's a streaky guy. I mean, he kind of got off to a slow start. You know, like you, as you talked about a minute ago, you know, 8 weeks ago, we were kind of wondering if they'd be in the market for a left fielder. But, you know, we've seen how hot he can get. We've seen how cold he can get. You know, just hope that, you know, he can continue what he's done. Because, I mean, when he started hitting, when Michael Harris started hitting, when Marcell Ozuna started hitting, I mean, this offense just really took off because there's just nowhere to go for outs for opposing pitchers.
So as we look at Michael Harris, you know, he had that really good stretch there, you know, as we were, you know, rounding out the month of June. But if you look at July so far, it's been a 179 batting average, a 179 OPS. I mean, we talk about streakiness. It looked like he was really turning the corner toward the end of June. And then now as we get into July, you know, again, it's just kind of struggling again. What's been, I mean, what is it that's different now from that stretch in June to what we've seen here in July?
I think it's still just a small enough sample that, you know, it's some bad luck, you know, some things. I think he's healthy now, which I think that was one thing that really, didn't help him at all with that slow start. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he finishes the end of the month. But the good thing about Harris is, I mean, he gives you speed, gives you gold glove caliber defense in center field. You know, you want him to hit. I mean, and it's, you know, this offense is really dynamic when he's, you know, playing at that rookie of the year level that he was last year. But, you know, I think the Braves are fine, you know, as long as he just keeps his head above water and then, you know, continues to play solid defense in center field.
Chris Willis from Battery Power joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we talk some Braves baseball with him. You know, I have said, and I've talked about this with some of the national writers, Chris, that I think Sean Murphy's a top five MVP candidate. And I know, look, for all the good that Matt Olson has done, Ozzie's had a great year. You know, obviously Ronnie is the runaway winner in this thing. Like he's just, I think he's so far out ahead of everybody's, he's almost lapped the field. But I really do think that Sean Murphy, when you look at his combination of offense and defense now, that and again, made the great play in the All-Star game, throwing a guy out, I think Murphy has put together a marvelous season. And I think he's legitimately a top five MVP candidate.
I think you could certainly make the case. You know, and honestly, you know, they've been really protective of him since he kind of tweaked that hamstring and just playing every other day with Travis d'Arnaud, or his numbers would look even better, you know, if he was getting more opportunities. They've got the big lead. You know, they've got the it's a good thing to keep him fresh, you know, for the postseason. But, I mean, you're right. I don't think a lot of fans realized just how good a player Sean Murphy was. I mean, he was out there in Oakland, you know, playing late at night. And, you know, just getting him, I mean, it cost him a really good young player in William Contreras that was a fan favorite. But I just don't think everybody really understood how good Sean Murphy was when the Braves acquired him.
You know, I think that in some ways, Ozzie's season has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. I mean, because there's been so many good stories. You know, Arcia, obviously, you know, one of the big stories. But, you know, obviously it was a lost year for Ozzie last year with the injuries. But he's back to that 2021 form. And this is kind of what we, I think, expect now from Ozzie, right? I mean, he's a 30-homer, 100-run, 100 RBI guy. And, you know, obviously last year battling the injuries. But, I mean, he's right back on track for these kinds of numbers again this year.
Yeah, when he started really producing left-handed, you know, I mean, it just takes off because we know how good of a hitter he is from the right-handed side. And you're right, I think he has gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit, you know, for good reason. I mean, when you've got people performing up and down the lineup the way they are, it's kind of easy to overlook. But, you know, I think he's been a key piece of this, and I think he's a huge part of the team's leadership now. You know, within that clubhouse and everything, he just represents them so well, and it's good to see him swinging the bat the way he has and healthy again after, you know, just a tough season last year.
Chris, what did you think about the Braves draft? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I saw the pitcher from Florida was their first round pick, but I literally don't know anything about, you know, what the Braves looked at in the draft. I mean, I know some of the players, but again, you know, 3 years from now, we'll probably be looking at some of these kids that were drafted this year up on the big club, because that's what the Braves do, is they move guys along that they think can, you know, help them, and they move them along pretty quickly. So what did you think about the Braves draft class this year?
I mean, I thought it was interesting. There wasn't a whole lot of buzz about it, because other than the guy from Florida, the first-round pick, there just wasn't quite that big name, you know, to kind of get people excited. They did nab a couple of high school kids that I think have got some high upside as well. But, you know, we try to predict the draft every year, and, you know, they kind of go off the page a little bit. And then, you know, a year or so into it, you kind of see what they were looking at and what they were trying to do. So I'm excited to see these guys get started. They signed, apparently, reportedly have signed a good many of them already today. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see them heading to the minor league rosters and finishing out the season.
Yeah, I saw that they had multiple guys that they signed today. So, all good news in that front. Let's talk about Max Fried here for a minute. You know, obviously he had the rehab start in Gwinnett. Do you think we see him at all in the month of July?
I think there's a chance at the end, maybe. I mean, obviously, as long as they keep playing well, they do not have to rush him at all, you know, and they shouldn't really. But I think, you know, if he goes out and looks in himself or and has no problems physically, I don't think there's any reason not to kind of get him back in there. I think, you know, I think he's supposed to start at Rome Saturday. I could see him making a couple more maybe after Saturday, and then, you know, maybe we see him back in Atlanta.
Saw some updates about Dylan Lee today. Have we heard anything about Kyle Wright? I mean, have we heard anything about where he's at or how he's progressing so far?
The last report was that he had started his throwing program, which was good. At the time, it was only flat ground. You know, with the All-Star break and everything, that could have changed. He could have gotten on the bullpen. But I think that was going to be the next step in the equation. Then, of course, it'd be facing hitters and a rehab assignment if there's no setbacks. He's going to be several weeks behind Fried anyway. So, you know, I expect maybe as soon as tomorrow we could probably get an update on him.
And you know, Chris, and I'm a big believer in this, like, you know, you've basically had to pitch with three starters this year. And it feels like if you can just get that regular guy in that four spot, you can figure out the bottom of your rotation. You can figure out a fifth spot with just one rotation. Some days you don't need a fifth starter. Some days you can just, you know, whether it's Soroka or Schuster or whoever. But I think that fourth spot is a real key, because – you start getting to where you have to try to figure out multiple spots. That can be tough to do. And I think, you know, not just, again, Fried's the best left-hander in baseball. You're just going to plop him right into the starting rotation. But just the stability of having a fourth guy that you can count on, I think is huge, just because you can figure everything else out from there.
You're right. I mean, it really tests your depth when you have to fill more than one spot. And they've had to do that, you know, a couple of times. They had to do it. You know, they've had to do it a couple of seasons now, honestly. But, you know, it's just going to be so big to get Fried back if he's healthy anywhere close to the level that he was last season. But even if he's not, just being able to give him innings, you know, I think is going to be huge, because, you know, a lot of guys have been pressed into service here. and you could, it'll be a whole lot easier to fill that fifth spot, you know, going down the stretch. And that fifth spot, honestly, you won't even need it probably. You won't even need it in the postseason. So, you know, you're only talking about just trying to finish the season out with it. But, you know, you've got a lot of guys in the mix that's got a lot of valuable experience. And, you know, that's going to pay off down the line.
Last question for you. Anything that we should be looking out for as far as maybe a prospect? I mean, there's been rumors and people have been talking about, well, we could move Vaughn Grissom. You know, again, I don't know if the Braves want to move him just yet, but is he a name that could potentially be on the move for Atlanta?
I mean, you know, when you look at the situation, I don't think you can ever say never. Obviously, I haven't heard anything, any rumors even associated with the Braves as far as trade deadline goes. I'm sure that's going to pick up as the month goes. I think to move Vaughn Grissom, they would be doing something substantial. You know, it would be the type of move that they think is going to push them over the hump in a postseason chase. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but again, you know, with Orlando Arcia signed up, you know, on an extension before the season and not a clear path for Grissom, you know, you can't say no to it. I mean, there's obviously a chance that it could happen, but, you know, I've given up trying to predict trades and stuff under Alex Anthopoulos, because just when you think you got it figured out, I mean, he comes out of left field with something that, you know, is just off the radar. So,
yeah, as Rowdy Piper said, just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions. So Chris Willis covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work. He's on Twitter at Chris_Willis. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes tonight. We'll chat again here soon.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. It's always fun.
You got it. Chuck Reed coming back from the top of the hour. Falcons flyover, all your news and notes for the Atlanta Falcons on this Thursday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.